Looking at this revolving door in the counterterrorism job after my departure, and thinking back to the 10 months that I had served President Bush as his National Coordinator for Counterterrorism and Infrastructure Protection, I am still amazed that I had never been given the chance to talk to him about terrorism until September 11th. In fact, during that time, I had only 3 meetings where I developed the agenda and briefed him on issues, but each time on subjects other than terrorism. From the interactions I did have with Bush, it was clear that the critique of him as a dumb, lazy, rich kid were somewhat off the mark. When he focused, he asked the kind of questions that revealed a results-oriented mind, but he looked for the simple solution, the bumper sticker description of the problem. Once he had that, he could put energy behind a drive to achieve his goal. The problem was that many of the important issues, like terrorism, like Iraq, were laced with important subtlety and nuance. These issues needed analysis, and Bush and his inner circle had no real interest in complicated analyses. On the issues that they cared about, they already knew the answers. It was received wisdom. Bush was informed by talking with a small set of senior advisors. Early on, we were told, the president is not a big reader and goes to bed by 10. Clinton, by contrast, would be plowing through an inbox filled with staff memos while watching cable television news well after midnight. There were clearly innumerable differences between Clinton and Bush, most of them obvious, but the most telling for me was how the two sought and processed information. Bush wanted to get to the bottom line and move on. Clinton sought to hold every issue before him like a Rubik's Cube, examining it from every angle to the point of total distraction for his staff. Many times since September 11th, I have wondered what difference it made that George Bush was president when we were attacked. What if it had happened when Clinton was still in office? Or what if the Florida voting procedures had been otherwise? Although Bush had heard about al-Qaeda in intelligence reports before the attack, he had spent little time learning about the sources and nature of the movement. His immediate instinct after the attacks was, naturally, to hit back. His framework, however, was summed up by his famous line, "You're either with us or against us," and his early focus on dealing with Iraq as a way of demonstrating American power. I doubt that anyone ever had the chance to make the case to him that attacking Iraq would actually make America less secure and would strengthen the broader radical Islamic terrorist movement. Any leader whom one can imagine as president on September 11th would have declared a war on terrorism and would have ended the Afghan sanctuary by invading. Almost any president would have stepped up domestic security and preparedness measures. In the end, what was unique about George Bush's reaction to terrorism was his selection as an object lesson for potential state sponsors of terrorism, not a country that had been engaging in anti-U.S. terrorism, but one that had not been, Iraq. It's hard to imagine another president making that choice. Others, Clinton, the first Bush, Carter, Ford, might have tried to understand the phenomenon of terrorism. What led 15 Saudis and others to commit suicide to kill Americans? Others might have tried to build a world consensus to address the root causes while using the moment to force what had been lethargic or doubting governments to arrest known terrorists and close front organizations. One can imagine Clinton trying one more time to force an Israeli-Palestinian agreement, going to Saudi Arabia and addressing the Muslim people in a moving appeal for religious tolerance, pushing hard for a security arrangement between India and Pakistan to create a nuclear-free zone, and stabilizing Pakistan. Such efforts may or may not have succeeded, but one thing we know they would not have done is inflame Islamic opinion and further radicalize Muslim youth into heightened hatred of America, as we did by invading Iraq.